Greetings this Sabbath, January 20th, 2001. We're at St. Joseph, Tennessee, and we are continuing with our study of spiritual gifts. This is Spiritual Gifts Part 2, and we want to review just slightly. In Isaiah 8:20, we read these words. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The law and the testimony would have taken in the holy scriptures of the Old Testament up to Isaiah's time. To the law and to the testimony. If they do not agree with this testimony, it's because there's no truth there. And so when we're speaking about spiritual gifts, we want to be sure that they agree with the law and the testimony. Malachi 3:6 says, I am Yah, I change not. Hebrews 13:8 says, Yahshua the Messiah, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us turn to Ephesians 4:4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. There is one body and one spirit. I'm reading from the King James Version, as is our custom here. That word spirit has a capital S, designating it being the Holy Spirit. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. So we have one Father. We have one Lord, Yahshua. We have one Spirit, Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of the Son. Now we'll go to 1 Corinthians 12, where we find the record of the New Testament understanding of the spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I will be reading verses 1 through 13 or so. We'll see, as we read through, we may skip one or two for the sake of time. Starting with verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, and it's interesting there that gifts is an italicized word that was added, so it really reads, now concerning spiritual, brethren, I would not have you ignorant or without information. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of Yah calleth Yahshua accursed, and that no man will say that Yahshua is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities or different gifts, but the same spirit. Diversities means varieties or different kinds. There are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. And there are differences or different kinds of administration or service, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. In other words, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is given to every person for the benefit of everyone. Verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith, that is, miracle-working faith, or wonder-working faith, by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, divers there in the King James is italicized, that is an added word. So it would read, to another kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. And as I said in part one, tongues there is rightly translated languages. Kinds of languages, to another the interpretation of languages. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing or giving out to every man severally as he will. He will. Yah, as Yah wills. In other words, the Spirit gives these gifts out to every man as Yah wills it. Down to verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. We have a list now that Paul has given us, which I will go over again for you. The word of wisdom. The word of knowledge. Wonder-working faith. Gifts of healing. The working of miracles. The gift of prophecy. The ability to discern spirits. The ability to speak different foreign languages, the ability to understand or interpret different kinds of languages. In the original language, kinds, I looked up kinds, it has to do with national. So if you say kinds of tongues, it could be translated national foreign language. Kinds of tongues could be translated national foreign languages. And interpretation, I looked up the original word for interpretation, it could be translated translation. The gift of translating national foreign language. But we're talking about supernatural manifestations here. We're not talking about somebody going to school and studying to do this. We're talking about something that's given as a gift from Yah supernaturally. Now, let's skip over to verse 28 for right now and continue with Paul's treatise about this. He says, "And Yah hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps or helpers, governments or administrators, and diversities of language," or diversities of tongues, different kinds of languages. I think we'll stop right there and now deal with the body of this particular study, which is, if these things that Paul has listed are to agree with the law and the testimony, then we must be able to find these gifts in the law and the testimony. Because if it speaks not according to the law and the testimony, there's no light in it. To my great and wonderful blessing, as I looked through the Old Testament, I found several examples of these gifts being given before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And so let's begin to look at these. Let's look at the gift of knowledge, the words of wisdom and word of knowledge. Let's go to Exodus 31:3. We're not going to go through the whole story of these things. We're just going to look at different examples of how these gifts of the Spirit were given in the old time, before Pentecost. Exodus 31:3. Exodus 31:3. Yah had been speaking to Moses here, and he says in verse 3, "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship." He had filled him with the Spirit that he might have wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. So he was given the gift of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge by the Spirit. Now let's go to Proverbs 21:2. Proverbs 21:2. I read that wrong. Let me backtrack. Proverbs 2, 1 and 2. Proverbs 2, 1 and 2. "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding." In other words, the condition for having wisdom and understanding is if a son or a person will receive Yah's words and hide his commandments in their heart. You remember in Acts 5, about verse 32, it says, "Yah gives his Holy Spirit to them that obey him." if we will incline ourselves to receive Yah's words and hide His commandments in our hearts, then our ear will be directed toward wisdom, and we will apply our hearts to understanding. That is a promise to us. And we will get a little bit more into that when we get into part three, when we get into the New Testament spiritual gifts. Proverbs 9 and verse 10. Proverbs 9 and verse 10. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Isaiah 11. We have a messianic prophecy here in Isaiah chapter 11. It's talking about the Messiah who is to come. Isaiah 11, 1 through 5. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow or bear fruit out of his roots. And the Spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yah, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of Yah, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. This, of course, is speaking about Yahshua, our Messiah. And it is prophesying that he will receive these spiritual gifts. He will receive the word of wisdom. He will receive the word of understanding, the word of knowledge. He will receive the gift of healing. He will receive the working of miracles. He will receive the gift of prophecy. He will receive the gift of discerning of spirits. And it tells us ahead of time in Isaiah that he will receive these things. Now let's turn to Daniel 1:17. We have a wonderful story there in Daniel. In Daniel 1:17. Speaking of Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, it's in Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom here. In verse 17 it says, "And as for these four children, Yah gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams." Oh, what a gift he had. And he received that by Yah's Spirit. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah all had the gift of knowledge and wisdom. And I think somewhere in the study we get further into that gift, but for for now, let's go forward. Well, maybe here it is, another section in Daniel, chapter 5. Daniel 5, 11 and following. Belshazzar's feast. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. Of course, they didn't know to say yeah there, but the spirit they're talking about is the Holy Spirit. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts, were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel, which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known unto him the interpretation or translation. O thou king, the most high, Yah gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom, and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would, he slew, and whom he would, he kept alive, and whom he would, he set up, and whom he would, he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High, Yah, ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against Yah, the Lord of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold and brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And Yah, in whose hand thy breath is, and whose all thy ways hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hand seen from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tikal, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing, or the word, Mene. Yah hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tikal, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. then commanded Belshazzar. And they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom, etc. We see there the gift of interpretation of language. We see that Daniel was filled with the spirit of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and he interpreted that which they could not understand. Hallelujah. Now, we have in Genesis 20, 17, we have another example of a gift given by the Spirit. Genesis 20, 17. Genesis 20, 17. So Abraham prayed unto Yah, and Yah healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. So Abraham would be counted as having the gift of healing there, because he prayed unto Yah, and Yah healed. We know that every healing comes from Yah. If we pray over someone, if we lay hands on someone, if we anoint someone and they are healed, did we heal them? Nay, we did not heal them. It was Yah who did that. He is the great physician. He is the healer. But there are those of us that have the gifts of healing. And Abraham was bestowed a gift of healing here as he prayed for their healing and they received it. Let's look at another gift of healing. 2 Kings 20, verse 7. And don't think by any means that the few examples that I've found in the Scripture is an exhaustive list of examples. I'm sure that those that are more knowledgeable than myself or more studied on these matters than myself may have many more examples. And we only have so much time to fit into the study anyway. So I have not made an exhaustive study. But 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse 7, we see Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil. And he recovered. Here, Isaiah showed forth a gift of healing. They used figs and they laid it on the boil and there was healing. There is another example of the gift of healing. One was brought by prayer, the other was brought by a natural remedy. But it's still a gift of healing nevertheless. Now, we go to the gift of miracles, 2 Kings 2:19. 2 Kings 2:19. Through 22. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not. In other words, there is no good water, and the ground barren or infertile. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, thus saith Yah, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. What a miracle. It was another kind of miracle of healing, but it was a miraculous work in itself, wasn't it? Hallelujah. Let's go to another example. 1 Kings 17. This will be the prophet Elijah. 1 Kings 17, 19. there Elijah is there with the widow and her son. And in verse 19, we begin reading. And Elijah said unto her, the widow, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto Yah and said, O Yah, my almighty father, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto Yah and said, O Yah, my almighty, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And Yah heard the voice of Elijah. And the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of Yah, and that the word of Yah in thy mouth is truth. Well, of course, what she's saying is, I know you are filled with the Spirit of Yah. Hallelujah. Another gift of healing, another miraculous power, a gift of miracles. And yet another in Exodus 4:17. Exodus 4:17. And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Okay, Yah is talking to Moses. And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law and said unto him, let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. So Yah was saying to Moses here, and thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And if you remember the story, that's exactly what Moses did there before Pharaoh. They were miraculous signs of wonder-working power. The miracle of wonder-working faith. Now, what about the gift of teaching? Exodus 24:12. Let's look at that. Exodus 24:12. And Yah said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and a law, and commandments which I have written, which thou mayest teach them. So Yah called Moses to be a teacher to the children of Israel. He called him as a teacher. Leviticus 10:8-11. Leviticus 10:8-11. And Yah spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that thou may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yah has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. So Yah called Aaron and his sons to be teachers of the children of Israel as well. Now what about the gift of administration or the gift of government? Exodus 18:21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear Yah, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Verse 22, and let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. Here Yah is developing through Moses the gift of administration, the way to govern the children of Israel. Now in Acts 13:20, I just want to turn over there a moment for a comment. Acts 13:20. And you can read these things more in context in your own reading and study. I'm just giving you an overview here to give you a basis from which to go. Acts 13:20, talking about this same time of which Moses was involved in this gift of administration. It says, and after he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. So there's a space of about 450 years there that gift of administration was exercised among the children of Israel. Now, we have in 2 Chronicles an example of the gift of prophecy. Of course, we have many examples of the gift of prophecy in the Old Testament, but I'm just going to use this one. 2 Chronicles 15.
One through eight. 2 Chronicles 15, 1 through 8. And the Spirit of Yah came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Yah is with you, while ye be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto Yah, the God of Israel, and desired him, sought him and desired him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed, or beaten in pieces of nation, and city of city. For Yah did vex them or trouble them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of Yah that was before the porch of Yah.
Here we see the Spirit of Yah came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he gave him the prophecy of Oded. He gave Asa the prophecy, and he heeded the prophecy. There was the gift of prophecy exercised through the Spirit of Yah, as it says there in 2 Chronicles 15. Let's go now further to the apostolic gift. An apostle is a special messenger. An apostle is a special messenger. Now let's look at what it says in Acts 7:35 about Moses. In I'm using some New Testament references that are speaking about what happened in the Old Testament. Acts 7:35. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, "Who made thee a ruler and a judge?" The same did Yah send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, "A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear." Moses was a special messenger. He was a deliverer unto the people of the children of Israel. He was called miraculously by Yah and sent out by his Spirit for a special work. And others, of course, Jonah and others throughout the Old Testament were special messengers sent by Yah for a special message, a special purpose. Now let's go to one that some in hearing this message may be eager for me to get to, and that's the gift of tongues. Many will say, "Well, you're going to have a hard time finding the gift of tongues in the Old Testament." But as a creation Seventh-day Adventist, I don't have much trouble because I just go back to creation. I start with creation. So let's go back to creation in Genesis chapter 2. We all know the story of how Father Adam, he was formed of the dust of the ground, and Yah breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Well, now in Genesis 2:19, it says this, "And out of the ground, Yah, the Creator, formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found any help meet for him. And Yah caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Yah had taken from the man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.'" Okay, the point I'm making here is Adam did not learn the language. He was given the gift of tongues right from his creation. Isn't that wonderful? He didn't have to learn the language. Yah showed him the animals and he just named them miraculously. And then he formed a helper for him, and he gave her, without any particular instruction from Yah himself whatsoever. It was the Spirit in him that did it. He knew the language, and he spoke it fluently, and he gave names to all the animals that Yah created. Isn't that wonderful? That's the first example of the gift of tongues. We have another interesting example in 2 Samuel 23:2. We'll look at this from the Old Testament and the New Testament as well. 2 Samuel 23:2. "The Spirit of Yah spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." Now let's look at the New Testament commentary on that. It's in 2 Peter 1:21. 2 Peter 1:21, and I realize I'm going through this quite swiftly, wanting to get through this before our time is up. I hope you're able to stay with me on this. If not, we have tapes of it, and you can listen to it again. 2 Peter 1:21, or if you're taking notes, that's a good thing to do. 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of Yah spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Holy men of Yah spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's the gift of tongues right there. Over in 2 Samuel 23:2, the Spirit of Yah spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The gift of speaking by the Spirit of Yah. Whatever the language may have to be. Numbers 22:21. This one is a very, very interesting gift, which you may chuckle a little bit about as we read it in Numbers 22:21. I wonder if my brethren have considered this one in their study of the gift of tongues, the gift of language. Numbers 22:21. Numbers 22:21, and we will read the New Testament commentary on it in 2 Peter chapter 2. So you'll want to have one hand in Numbers 22, and your other hand maybe holding 2 Peter chapter 2. Okay, Numbers 22:21. And Balaam rose up in the morning, and he saddled his ass, and went with the princes of Moab. And Yah's anger was kindled because he went, and the anger of Yah stood in the way for an adversary, or opposing him. Now he was riding upon his donkey, and his two servants were with him. And the donkey saw the angel of Yah standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the donkey to turn her into the way. But the angel of Yah stood in the narrow path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of Yah, she thrust or pushed herself into the wall and pressed or crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the angel of Yah went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of Yah, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the donkey with his stick. And Yah opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said unto Balaam in the gift of tongues, "What have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times?" Hallelujah. The gift of tongues given to a donkey. Now let's read about it in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Speaking of the unrighteous, it says, "Which have forsaken the right way, and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb donkey speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet." There we have it. The gift of tongues, given by the Spirit of Yah. to the dumb donkey. And then one last scripture in Daniel, one last example in Daniel 1. Daniel chapter 1. Here we have another spiritual gift demonstrated. Speaking of the four children, again, I believe here, it says Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Children, Daniel 1, 4, the verses 4. Children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding, science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. So these Hebrew young men had the gift of the Chaldean tongue as well as their own. So throughout the Old Testament, we see that the gift of the Spirit, spiritual gifts, are according to the law and to the testimony. It's nothing new to the church. But we will find next week in part 3, we will find that the gift that Yah has bestowed upon His church is to be in a fuller portion. It is to be given in a manner that would help to finish the work in the earth. Because we as human beings are very frail. Some of us are very limited in our capacities. But by the gifts that Yah has given us, we can bring the knowledge of truth to our neighbors and even to foreign lands. So let us look forward next week to part 3 as we continue this study. Today we have seen that these spiritual gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, wonder-working faith, the gifts of healing, working miracles, the gift of prophecy, the gift of discerning of spirits, the gifts of different kinds of foreign languages, and then the interpretation of these languages, the messages of apostles, special messengers, prophets, inspired preachers, teachers, inspired instructors, miracle workers, the healers of the sick, the helpers, the administrators, all of these Yah has given to His people throughout the ages. And now in our time, He is still giving these gifts, but in a greater portion as we are able to receive them. Shall we close with prayer? Father in heaven, we thank You that You have bestowed Your Spirit upon Your children throughout the ages. You have sent special messengers to show Your people their transgressions, that they might return unto You and be saved, to be healed of their spiritual lethargy. And in this generation, Father, You have called us, Your church, one body, one faith, through one Spirit, having one Lord, Yahshua, having one Father, Yah, our Heavenly Father, one family. You have called us for a special work of purification, a special work of spiritual knowledge and power, a spiritual work, a special work of spiritual consequences, eternal consequences. May we live up to Your calling, is our prayer.
Dismiss us with your love, we pray. In Yahshua's holy name, Amen.